Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Peter with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane City Council sparks community outrage as tents are thrown in landfill after being handed out days earlier to house the homeless. Software developer Rohan Pine, who is now homeless, likens the experience to knocking someone's house down. It is believed 5 tents were removed at Cathedral Place. Council Civic Cabinet Chair Vicky Howard said 24 hours notice was given before tents were removed.
And a buyer bids $1 for a house in Crestmead in Logan. The vandalized house, left vacant for many years, has holes in the walls, broken windows, and doors. Showcasing the state of the property in the listing video, real estate agent Corey Boyd dressed up as Hugh Jackman's character from The Greatest Showman. The house was put up for auction without a minimum bidding price and sold for $494,700.
In national news, Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie calls on the federal government to set up a national youth crime task force. The call for action follows crime victims rallying in Townsville on Sunday, demanding better protocols to stop youth crime. A report released by the Queensland Government Statistician's Office in March revealed that youth offender rates were the lowest on record, despite Queensland youth detention rates being the highest in Australia.
And a survey finds 37% of Australians believe the country should withdraw from the ANZUS alliance if Donald Trump is elected US president in 2024. The data released today comes from YouGov surveys of over 1,000 Australians, commissioned by the United States Studies Centre in August. The majority of Australians still say their alliance with the United States makes them more secure, but that number has dropped from 63 to 54% in a year. The study center says this reflects the end of a surge of alliance confidence following Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
In international news, 2 Russian soldiers have been arrested on suspicion of committing a war crime in Ukraine. The soldiers from Far East Russia are accused of killing a family of 9, including 2 children. The family allegedly refused to give the soldiers their house in Russian-occupied Volnovakha. This is the first reported case of Russia arresting its own soldiers on war crimes since the invasion began in February 2022.
In Brisbane, it is partly cloudy today. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.